I always prefer Killer Mike. I know Mike. He, I didn't say anything. Look at you.
You exhaling though. No, I heard it.
Yeah, I heard
no
it.
No front.
I heard it too.
I heard it.
Don't you talk about Ariel.
Come on.
Don't you talk about Ariel. But even LP is kind of.
Yeah. I heard it too. I heard it.
You did. You didn't know you did.
What up, everybody? We're back. You're watching Dead End Hip Hop. I am Ken, Mr. Ken, changing my name. Here's BZ.
Not Granddaddy Ken?
No, not yet, man. Not
Uncle
yet.
Ken. Not Old Man Ken?
Yeah. To some, yeah, I probably am. To
you
the
used to have hair, Ken?
Damn. Oh, you shaved it off. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. New look for the new year, man. Mm-hmm. I'm going with the bald and the beard, man. So that's what we're doing.
Barely
I had a low cut, yeah. I had a low cut.
The barely there.
Yeah, it was here, still like just
kind of George Jefferson.
It was like a shadow.
Yeah. Like the 5 o'clock shadow.
He got a 5 o'clock shadow on his head.
Yeah. No.
That's what he had.
There was some darkness there. It was some
darkness. Everybody dark.
But yeah, so as usual, at the top of the year, every year, we talk about the anticipated albums of the year. I guess we just talk about what the new year is gonna bring in general in terms of hip hop. So here we are, man.
I think this year is gonna be pretty interesting in hip hop because of the election and everything. I think the climate of America, I think it's probably gonna inspire some music, some movements, and especially we don't know what's gonna happen, right? Culturally, society-wise, we don't know. We know that music always tends to move in those channels too, but just, because everything's still pretty good, everything's still normal, right? We're still going through that transition. I don't know, man, like for me, somebody I'm looking forward to doing something, because there's been a little bit of buzz about him, and he just dropped a new song a couple days ago, Joel Santana. He got a new song, it's called Drake Voice. He took, remember on Views, Drake has a line that says, feeling like Joel Santana, leg hanging out the Phantom. He took that and made it the hook, and then he rapped over it. It was pretty dope. You know what I'm saying? So I think Dipset and the whole Cam and Jim, you know, they've been getting a little bit more traction.
Dipset came back, they would just run hip hop.
Run it?
Well, run is a strong word. But I think if Dipset made a comeback, you know how many people, like Dipset was a movement.
It was.
Wait,
say it again?
It wasn't.
I think if Dipset made a comeback, I think there are a lot of people that were just fans of Dipset back then.
Just on. But let's just be real though, Ken. Yeah. Like,
please,
come
dude.
On. Cam, like, when has he made something that's usually like, oh,
I'm
shit.
Not saying that it'd be good. I'm not saying any of that. I'm just saying.
Just run, no.
Right.
He took it back.
I took it back. Let's be clear. I took Run was strong, so what way powerful. Mean? What I'm saying is that because they had their moment
people
in time,
to that again.
People would love just for that Dipset reunion. Kind of like that.
For a moment. For a moment. Yeah.
Exactly.
A fleeting moment.
So they had a movement, but now they can have a moment.
They have a minute.
Whatever.
Because G-Unit,
I was just about to say G-Unit thought they can do it.
G-Unit
thought they can do it.
But G-Unit was.
No.
But G-Unit was.
G-Unit was a movement.
They were
G-Unit as strong as Dipset?
But 50 Cent was an asshole, right? And he didn't allow the G-Unit shit to really happen the way it needed to happen.
Okay.
Dipset was bigger. But Dipset is a little bit different.
Huh?
They were like.
Bigger?
I don't know.
They were like.
I think G-Unit.
That was around for a long time.
Like everyone was saying that.
They sold shoes.
Another person too, Sahai. Look, man.
Is he finally gonna drop an album?
Look, I hope so. I hope so, cause he's been promoting it on Instagram. He's been dropping like a couple.
Is he still with good music?
He's still with good music. I can't remember the name of that. It's supposed. I think it's like. I think Sony's behind it or something like that, because he's been hashtagging Sony a whole bunch. But he's been dropping unreleased verses or drop verses like off of the Kanye project and stuff like that. And I'm like, Nick, he's in the studio, like he's taking pictures of the, like, I'm just like, okay, I need the album. How long has it been since he's been on that freshman cover? He's the only one on that freshman cover that hasn't dropped the album. Like, bro.
Is he really?
Yeah.
You still waiting?
Remember when we did that list? I was like, my guy that I'm picking off of that list was Sahai.
Yeah, I love Sahai too, but
love Sahai.
He's releasing the album anytime soon. It'll come out the day after Jay Electronica's album comes out.
Hey, nah, and I heard that album is ready.
Who, Jay Electronica?
You heard that 5 years ago.
I know, but like, I think it was rumored, but I was like, he really has it ready and he just don't want to put it out. He's trying to live.
I don't even care.
Didn't Just Blaze said this? He said it was.
Yeah. I already know he's not dropping that shit.
No.
So.
I don't think it exists. It's in that same vault as Detox.
Another one of my favorite artists, Big Crit. You know, because this is going to be the first project, him being completely
free agent,
you know, independent artist.
Is this his own label, Multi? Like,
well, I don't know if he's making it into a label. I know that's like his movement. Multi is what Crit is doing. Okay. I don't know how it's manifested or how it's transformed into anything like legit. I just know it's like a movement, but I don't know if it's a label or like what he's doing with that. But I'm really interested to see what he does, because I always felt that I've always said it. Like, y'all could go back in the reviews. I always felt that his mixtapes were always better than his albums, and I felt because Def Jam was holding him back. So now there's nothing to hold him back on the album anymore. So I'd like to see what it does for him, but. The unfortunate thing is that I don't think that he's gonna reach another level. I think he's kind of like maxed out. I think he's kind of hit his ceiling in terms of popularity. Like how we were talking about mainstream being popular. He's popular, he's gonna make money, he's gonna go tour and do all of that. But I always felt that he can be that mainstream guy. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's the next level for him. I don't think that's gonna happen.
Odyssey's album, The Iceberg, is supposed to be dropping February 24th. Rock Marciano, Rosebud Revenge. Hopefully Freddie Gibbs, now that Freddie Gibbs got his legal stuff taken care of, him and Madlib come back with a bandana.
Hope he got something with Currency in the works.
Does?
Yeah, he does.
Is Pusha T supposed to be dropping King Push this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he was supposed to drop it last year.
I'm trying to think. Did we mention it? I think I was mentioning it last year.
Yeah, we mentioned it when we reviewed
Yeah. So that
the Prelude.
John Connor Vehicle City supposed to be dropping. I think that's his
Vehicle City.
Yeah, off of Aftermath.
Where has he been? And what has he been up to?
Guess he just been working, man. I know he signed with Aftermath and. I don't know a date. I don't have like a date.
That's around Aftermath. I'll never drop.
Yeah, that is true. Conway, he's supposed to be dropping GOAT.
GOAT.
Yeah. Krell Chris. Being You is Great. I Wish I Can Be You More Often. That's the name of the album. Dropping off Mellow Music Group. On Mellow Music Group. Supposed to be. I'm always looking forward to this project. So.
You don't think Kendrick's going to drop an album? It's been 2 years. Typically, that's an artist run.
I haven't seen him talking about it.
Yeah, he hasn't talked
and
about
it. And I remember after he dropped, what was it? Untitled Undermaster, the Pimp Butterfly, he was like, it's going to be a while before he released another album again. So, I don't
know. He said that?
Yeah.
May as well.
Yeah, he doesn't have to drop one.
Right now. Is TD, besides SZA, is anything else supposed to be? I don't remember.
Dab Soul State's dropping another album this year. I saw that yesterday.
Really?
He said he was dropping another album this year.
Okay.
I don't know if he's really going to do it. Yeah. But he's. Oh, no, not Absol. I'm sorry. Schoolboy. Schoolboy.
Really?
Yeah, not Absol. Schoolboy.
He's dropping Blank Face?
I know.
He just let that one ride for a minute.
Yeah. He said he's dropping another album this year. He said, fuck that. I'm not waiting.
So I don't know if J-Rock might release something later this year or.
Because wasn't he in the studio working?
Right. Like right after a little couple months after 9-0-0-5-9, he was like back, you know, already putting, starting on the next album. So that would be dope if he dropped something like later this year.
I don't know if he's going to drop something, but I think it'd be extremely interesting to see or hear what Kanye does next. After all of this stuff. Huh?
TurboGrafx.
He was supposed to drop that this year, last year. Towards the end of the year.
So it wasn't Swish?
Swish was
Pablo, but TurboGrafx was something after Pablo.
Okay.
I don't know if it's going to still be called TurboGrafx.
Yeah, you know, titles. Yeah. That's what's up.
What about that Doomstar? Because nobody cares about that.
Nope.
I thought that was supposed to.
He said nope, like.
Oh, how about to say? What the fuck? He said no way too fast. I'm interested. I don't think it'll come out, though. Yeah. But I'm interested.
I'm interested, too, but yeah, I don't. It was supposed to come out years ago.
I think it may.
You think it might come out this year?
They've been saying this for fucking 3 years. Yeah, like 4 years
now. Years now.
I don't think it's a trial.
No.
I don't ever have albums that I anticipate.
Or artists. Like some of the artists that you fuck with, so you don't care about.
So you're not looking at anticipating Odyssey?
I mean, we'll get it when we get it.
Who was the number one artist for 2016? Or his number one project?
Try.
Why don't you anticipate stuff?
I don't know, man. It's just, you know, it's just going through this year after year after year or just looking forward to stuff. Like, back in the past, I used to always look for new music. But after a while, man, it's just, I just got to a point where been through this cycle.
But like nobody you a fan of. Yeah, it's like someone that you know that released quality music a lot. You're not gonna look forward to the next project that they're gonna release.
I've never been hyped for stuff like that.
What type of shit? Like, look,
can't be doing that shit all of that.
You're a music lover, right? It's safe to say that, right?
Yeah, but you know what? There's always been, hey, we're gonna do this music, and then there's a delay. Then I'm like, hey, oh, then you get, oh, I can't wait, I can't wait, oh, I can't wait, I can't wait, oh, I can't wait. It's like, nah, man, when they're all ready, y'all put it out, cool, I'll listen to it, and that's that. I've never been a guy.
So even with that, like, some of your favorite artists that you're not anticipating, but when they drop a project that you're definitely gonna listen to, who are those guys?
Of course, if Kendrick drops something, I'll listen to it.
Of course.
I listen to albums, and I listen to stuff that we do, but... I don't understand.
So Gambino, like, not right now, because I guess I know you're still bumping that. So, like, 5 years from now, you would be like, damn, I wish Gambino would drop another.
I never say that. I don't say that anymore. I've grown past that. For me, I've grown out of that. I just don't look forward to new music.
Look, out of my favorite hip hop artists, I have expectations because that is your job. That is your profession. I am a fan of you. I am anticipating the shit that you about to drop because I like your music. I like you as an artist or individual or whatever, for whatever reasons. Like, I'm going to be looking forward to your project.
You,
like another person
by default,
that,
man.
Yeah, by
Yes.
Your favorite artist.
Like, when I saw the wrong word, you know, Ken is very picky about which word. So, do you look forward?
That's why I posed the question.
You don't look forward to any albums either.
Not like Odyssey is a prime example. When Odyssey
like
announced,
just as much as I do.
Odyssey has a new album out, coming out. Cool. That really was my reaction. Odyssey has a new album coming out next year. Cool.
So there's nobody that could come out and you'd be excited.
If Kendrick Lamar announced that he has a new album coming out next week, I'd be like, cool.
So who are the artists?
This is hilarious.
Who are the artists that you get excited about?
That's cool.
It seems like it is new though. Because you said you hadn't always been like that. You said you haven't always
been. When I was younger, yes.
How much younger?
But now, I'm talking about in my teens, like when I was like just.
No, kid. This is the first time we've had this conversation.
Right. We talked about this in 2011 or something like that.
We started in 2011.
We do an anticipated albums.
I know that, and
I can't imagine you've always been.
No, he hasn't.
I'm gonna go back and look. I don't think so.
Chop in some of the other video because I know this has never happened.
Or maybe he doesn't say anything.
Nah, bro, he been anticipating shit.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe we just never asked him.
Whatever. Nah, look. So you don't get excited about anybody. You know, like nobody excites you in hip hop. You're on Dead End Hip Hop, and nobody excites you. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. It's like LaOrange. So like LaOrange, like you be talking highly about LaOrange.
Get him. When I tweeted, this is not a rapper, but I tweeted JamSport J, producer. I can't wait for this album to come out. You can reply back. Me too. Tall black guy.
Oh shit!
Tall black guy. You want to listen more?
But I think as far as it, like,
But here's the thing, Kate. Like, you don't have to have like
I don't like. You know, people sit down. I don't sit and be like, okay, let's look at 2017 and look at who dropping albums. Oh, I can't wait for this.
Nobody's saying that.
We're not. But that's what this video is about,
no,
right?
No. We're not saying it to that extent, man. Like, it's just we do that because we need to be prepared to talk about it. But in your mind, by default, you get excited about MC.
I know I do.
This is hilarious. Ken, whoa, what are we doing here today? Like, look, there you have certain artists that you like and that you follow. Yes or no?
Well, I'm not mad. All three of us are on the same page except you. Because I don't want to. Yeah, I'm like him.
So if you have
a certain group of artists that you like. Do you not want to know what their next project is gonna sound like? Get the I can't understand to have a certain group of artists that you like and then just not give a fuck about what but their next project is gonna be. You know what I'm saying? Especially because we review music. So if this person's album was super trash, how can you not anticipate the next one, especially if that was like his first dud? Like, do we not want to know where they go? Or if they had an amazing album, how do you not want to be like, we always say it, like, how do you follow this up? That's anticipation. When you say, I don't know how you can make a better album. Motherfucker, you want to know what the next album sounds like. That's what you are insinuating by saying that. Am I wrong?
No, you're wrong.
Ken don't care.
Yeah, I just look at it completely different.
How you look at it, then explain that shit to me, bro, because I'm gone.
I think we probably already, what have we been doing? We have been talking about it.
That's it, man.
God.
This is not a new position.
It sounds like a new position.
Yeah, I'm gonna go back and watch other videos. Yeah. So if we go back to an old video and you're like, oh man, yeah, I'm looking forward to this, and this, then you lying. But I have a feeling that maybe we just never asked him. I'm not gonna call the man a liar. I'm saying maybe we seriously just never asked him. Hey, Listen. I have a feeling that maybe what we've been doing every year is, don't you usually read down a list of the albums that are coming out and then we just say we carry on?
Sometimes.
Maybe he just don't say nothing.
No, I know.
Maybe he just don't say nothing.
Somebody need to put, y'all watching this.
I'm calling BS.
I don't see why he would lie about that.
There have been years where Ken is like, yeah, I wanna know what this artist is gonna do, and I'm anticipating. Yeah, he's done that shit. This is the first year. Why are we acting brand new in 2017, Ken? Is it the beard? Let me know. What is it?
Why he would lie about that?
He just got his straight face.
But you know Ken be doing weird shit.
You don't give me no weird shit sometimes.
I'm just saying, bro.
But you don't give me no weird shit sometimes.
I don't get it.
No. I'm not taking sides on this one.
You have favorite artists, but you can give a fuck less of what they do.
Mm-hmm. Jay, didn't we do?
And he's so calm. He's like, I'm not even gonna
argue. Jay said I was weird.
I don't believe it.
Oh, I know.
I've been watching y'all for years. I don't believe it.
Jay said, Jay was like, because I think Jay just said, so what are you looking forward to? I said, I don't look forward to the new album. You were like, okay, you're weird or something like that.
So
that sounds like something you're like,
yeah. He had a smart reply.
Okay, you're weird.
I'm trying to take a step further than them. Like, in any review that you've ever done, like, you don't never start off like, I've been looking forward to this, or I was anticipating this.
You know what? No, fuck that. I'm about to go. I'm about to watch every fucking video. I'm gonna watch your part on every video. I'm gonna tweet out every single time you said the word anticipation. We need a hashtag. What can anticipate it? Go through all of our videos and hashtag that shit. Every time Ken uses the word anticipation.
Anticipation video? Yeah.
I'm gonna go back and watch the last one. I'm saying, but I'm not that hyped on this. I just feel like maybe it's a semantics thing. Maybe he just picked the one. I don't know.
You being like Rod right now.
I'm not gonna sit and argue for 30 minutes with this man to take the album. I don't care that. Okay, I want to hear the new Zach LaRocca album. I want to hear the new Cage album, the new Sadistic album, the new POS album. I want to hear the new Lupe. I already said that. The new Kanye. Mm-hmm. I want to hear, supposedly, there's a Big Boy and Killer Mike project coming out. I definitely want to hear that. I'm hyped for Doom Starks, even if nobody else here is. And yeah, that's that.
I just don't think it's coming out.
Hopefully there's a new Big Just album that's supposed to come out. I'm hyped for that. I'm keeping this shit positive. I'm not sitting here trying to argue about whether or not Ken is his album. I think it's weird, but whatever. Anyway, that's all I got.
We need that hashtag, bro. Because Ken,
we can settle this at the end of the video. Let's watch the old video.
I want the fans to participate too.
I vaguely remember you just usually just read out albums that are coming out
every year, though. Sometimes I do that. Sometimes I don't.
Hey, why would he lie about that?
We gonna see.
That's weird.
We gonna see.
Wait, hold on. Before you go,
even if I read out a list, if he agrees, he anticipates.
That's a conversation.
You didn't say that though.
Come on, man. Look, we're just close
talking,
it out, man.
We're talking about the albums. And I think that's kind of how we've always done it. I just really kind of go off what you guys say. All right. Well, that's it, man. Let us know. Well, you heard their anticipated album of the year. So let us know what you guys are looking forward to dropping this year in 2017.
So you really think that we're not going to go back 1, 2, 3 videos and you're not going to have stuff in there where you're like, oh, yeah. So there's so much.